USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The message from the Coronavirus Task Force: continue to follow the guidelines to slow the spread of COVID-19. Health officials say the number of deaths could hit six figures. Even with everyone continuing to keep their distance, 30 days to slow the spread, the White House projects between 100,000 and 240,000 Americans will die from the pandemic.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks.
President Trump says he's extending guidelines to stop gatherings and have more people work from home.
It's a matter of life and death, frankly. It's a matter of life and death.
Dozens of states and local governments have ordered strict stay-at-home commands. These come with large fines and jail time for anyone caught violating the order. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
78,000 medical workers have answered the call for help from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. But he says the federal government needs to do more.
Time to say to that federal government and to FEMA and HHS, you have to learn how to do your job, and you have to learn how to do it quickly, because time is not our friend. It's about a social stamina. This is not 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
It's now personal for the governor. His brother, CNN host Chris, has tested positive for the virus. He says he's suffering from chills, fever, and shortness of breath. Coronavirus concerns continue to trigger sell-offs on Wall Street. The Dow had its worst first quarter in history, falling more than 20% over the three-month period. At the close, it was down 410 points, the S&P 500 was down 42, and the NASDAQ down 74. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A celebrity chef is stepping up to help during the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Celebrity chef Guy Fieri has partnered with the National Restaurant Association's Educational Foundation to offer grants for America's out-of-work restaurant workers amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Under the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund, food service workers will be able to apply for grants of $500 each to put towards housing, groceries, medical costs, or other living expenses. Fieri joins Fox News and says mom-and-pop restaurants are having a tough go of it.
It's tough. You know what? This is the fabric. This is a, you know, in a lot of communities, everybody turns to that restaurant for the donations, for their milestones, for you name it. So it's not just that the restaurant isn't operating. It's not just that the employees aren't making money. It's not that the owners aren't there. It's the community's looking for it. I mean, fortunately, there's still some restaurants that are open and people are able to get, you know, takeouts. But this is hard hit. I mean, you've got these mom and pop joints. On Diners, Drive-Ins, you know, we've done 1,200 plus locations and more to come. I mean, we can do them forever.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck near Idaho, near the town of Challis. The Boise Police Department tweeted there was no immediate reports of any damage. The U.S. Geological Survey said there's a chance of more aftershocks throughout the next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.